Praise the Lord. This is Rosario Abati, founder of Scriptures for Us. I want to thank everybody for giving some of their time off tonight, because I know tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I'm sure a lot of people are preparing right now for the big holiday tomorrow. You know, I often think about this. You know, usually it takes hours upon hours to prepare for Thanksgiving, to prepare all the food and everything else, and in about a half an hour, it's all gone. I'll tell you, I love Thanksgiving. It's probably the only time I ever really get a chance to eat turkey, which I love, and I don't know why I don't eat it more, but I guess that's just the way things are. But anyhow, again, I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. If you've never listened before, we do allow questions or comments during or and after the show, and if you want to make a comment or ask a question, all you have to do is press 1 on your touch-tone phone, and a microphone lights up, and then when I click the microphone, and you're on the air, you'll hear muted, and you can go ahead and speak. So now, any comments you make or any questions you ask always have to do with the subject we're talking about. So, you know, it's not a good idea to get off the subject, because I'll say, well, you know, call the office or whatever, if it has something to do with maybe an order you received or one of your members asked you a question or whatever, okay? So these calls, you know, we always want to stick to the subject at hand. So again, if you have any questions or comments, while, you know, during the show, that's fine with us. Just press 1 on your touch-tone phone and we'll put you on the air. If anybody has a question now, before we start, just press 1 on your touch-tone phone now and I'll put you on the air. I'll just wait a few seconds here. Got quite a few phone calls, which I'm kind of surprised for a pre-holiday. Usually we don't get a lot of people like Christmas Eve. If we usually don't do one on Christmas Eve anyways, but you know what I mean. But anyhow, if you got your email, you know that the subject tonight is a new program we introduced. Actually, we introduced this program about a year ago, but it really didn't take off because PayPal kind of made it so complicated. It's like just about everybody that applied for it, you know, got declined. People that had good credit, you know, exceptionally great credit, were still for some reason getting declined. And the reason turns out to be that what you had to do is you had to be a member of PayPal before they would approve you. Of course, they weren't real clear about that. And I, you know, it kind of looked bad on our end because people were interested in that and wanted to get signed up for the pay. Then it was called Pay Forward. It was called Pay Later program. And hardly anybody was getting really approved. So now they changed it, and they just, you don't have to be a member of a PayPal. You don't have to pay, you don't have to have a PayPal account. You just, you know, put your, basically your name, address, so forth and so on, and your Social Security number. And that's about it. You don't need any credit card information. They're not going to ask you for your bank account number or anything like that. If your credit's good, you'll get approved. If not, then you'll just have to go basically on a month-to-month basis or whatever else you may be buying, because the Pay Later program doesn't only involve the Bible lessons online or the Bible lessons on CD or the co-op advertising program. It also applies to the any products you may want to buy. In fact, you can combine as much as many things as you want. You know, you could put $500 on there if you want. It's strictly up to you. And whatever you put on there, it's, you don't have to pay a dime for at least 6 months, okay? And it's a great program. We have people already taking advantage of it. Most people are using it for the Bible lessons online. Some have gotten both the Bible lessons, the auto programs, and co-op advertising programs. And that's always a good idea, because if you join the auto program, that means you're entitled to receive 90% commission off any people that join your group. But if you're not adding people to your group, okay, then you're not going to make 90% of $0. So it's a good idea to always consider joining both. And friends, please, we're not talking about hundreds of dollars per month, okay? We're talking about a very, very, very small amount of money to run a business, okay, for 6 months. at no charge whatsoever that could eventually earn you hundreds, thousands, and given enough time, much more than that each and every month for the rest of your life. And right from the comfort of your own home. It's not that you have to quit your job and do this or doing this, you know, 8 hours a day. You know, you might spend only a couple hours a week doing this. And to me, earning $1,000 a month or whatever, even, you know, $500 a month, and all you're spending is a couple hours a week, you know, is a lot of money considering the amount of time you put into this program. So if you haven't joined the Bible Lessons Online or the Bible Lessons on CD, which are the only two programs you can join that will qualify you to receive commissions, or you haven't joined any of the co-op advertising programs, you might want to think about doing this through the PayPal Pay Later program, okay? Now, the way you do this, we can't do that for you. This is something that you're going to have to do on your own, okay? If it involved a credit card, we could do that. But with the PayPal, you don't use a credit card. And I stress that because some people have gone to the website, okay, and they, even though the instructions are right there, don't press credit card, because the first thing you're going to do is you're going to select what program you want to join. For instance, if you want to join the Bible Lessons Online, all you do is add to cart, okay? The next screen that comes up, it says Method of Payment. Now, make sure that when you go there that the payment you use is PayPal and not a credit card, okay? Because if you use a credit card, that means we would have to take it out when we get that order. In other words, if you're joining the Bible Lessons Online for 6 months, it's $131. And we can't spread that over a six-month period because we're not the ones actually financing this. We would have to actually debit that or spread that out for 6 months. You know, every month you have that $19.95 taken out of your account, but that's not the purpose of the pay-forward program. I'm sorry, I keep saying pay-forward. The pay-later program, okay? That only can be done through PayPal. If you're interested in doing that, make sure, okay, that you press PayPal as a method of payment. In fact, before you go there, all the instructions are on the actual page. It tells you exactly step by step what to do, but I'll kind of go over it real quick with you. First thing you do is you select which program you want to join. Click Add to Cart. A screen will come up. It'll say Method of Payment. Always click on PayPal. The next screen that comes up, it'll ask you for your information, your name, address, phone number, so forth and so on. There's no credit card information. They don't ask you for that. When you're finished with that, you say continue, and then another screen will come up. It'll tell you to confirm. So you look at that and make sure everything is correct. If not, you go back and correct it, whatever, you know, needs to be corrected. If not, then click on confirm, and that'll bring you to the PayPal site. Now, on the left-hand side, there's going to be the amount that's going to be charged. On the right-hand side, it'll ask you for your PayPal account number. Of course, if you don't have PayPal, you don't worry about that. You just go down on the right-hand side, and you'll see Pay Later Program or Credit, PayPal Credit, either one of those. Just click on that bottom one, and that'll bring you to the next screen. The next screen will just basically show you everything that you filled out, your name, address, so forth and so on. If there's anything there that needs to be corrected, okay, then you can correct it there. Then you press continue, okay, and then the next screen will ask you for your date of birth, I think it is, and your Social Security number, and that's it. Then you click submit, and within, you know, a minute or so, it'll tell you whether or not you've been approved. And if you have been approved, then you won't have to worry about paying anything for at least 6 months. Now, after the six-month period, you can pay the whole thing all at once. And I don't think they charge you anything for that. If you want to go on a monthly basis to pay it all back, you can do that as well. That's strictly up to you. And the monthly payments are, you know, very, very small. So hopefully the amount of money you started making during that six-month period is going to be more than enough to pay your loan off. And that's the whole idea of doing this. You know, in other words, you're financing your business with $0 out of your pocket, and as a result, you're using that money to join, you know, one of the auto programs or the co-op advertising program, and you're earning money, and that's, you know, 100% credit to you. You haven't spent a dime, so every penny you make goes to you. But what I suggest you do, and I've always said this, whether you join this program or not, is, you know, if you can, start another account, okay, and start putting the money that you earn in that particular account, and then just use that account for your running your scriptures business. Now, you don't have to open up a business account to do this. You can just go to your bank and tell them you want to open up another account. And hopefully, if you have a bank that doesn't charge you anything, a monthly fee, that'd probably be the best thing to do. But even so, most fees nowadays are so minimal, I don't think you'd have to really worry about that. So this way, you're not going to be spending that money. You're getting a $50 check, and instead of spending it on a go out and taking your family out to dinner somewhere, you're taking that money and you're putting it in your account there, and you're using it to run your business, okay? This is a good idea to do this in the beginning, okay? There's going to, of course, come a time when you're not going to have to do that, where you might, you know, if you're earning $1,000, you're not going to want to put that total amount into your account. You might want to put half that or, you know, one quarter of that, and just keep that and keep the other $750 and use it for whatever you want. But if you want to accumulate all that money, that's probably a good idea. You know, of course, if you need something, then you take it out of that account. But, you know, my recommendation is to do that and not to spend the money you're earning on, you know, going out to dinner or something like that. You know, you can forego that. Hopefully you might be earning enough money from the job you have that you could do that without spending the money you're earning through Scriptures for Us. But I hope you get the idea. Because, you know, the last thing you don't want to do is you don't want to run out of money because you spend all your money and you're not able to continue with Scriptures for Us. See? So this way you're kind of assuring your future with us, because we know without a doubt, and this is why we like this program, because it takes, you know, about 6 months to really get things going. But some people, for whatever reason, don't want to wait 6 months. They want, you know, I want to earn, $1,000 by next month. Well, I always tell people, you know, I'll tell them, you know, right out, hey, you know, you're living in a dream world. You're not, there's no such thing. You might hear about it, but you got to read the small print. And, you know, what they tell you, to earn that amount of money in the next 30 days is next to impossible for anybody to do. But people don't read the small print. See, they just take it as a truth, and they go for it, and they wind up losing, you know, their you-know-what off. So don't fall for that stuff. You know, Scriptures for Us is a legitimate business, and if you would open up your own legitimate business at a storefront, okay, you know, it just takes time to build a business. So since this is a business and not a get-rich-quick scheme, okay, you have to learn to be patient and little by little build your group, see? But little by little becomes eventually a large amount of money. It doesn't happen overnight, and if you want that, then I suggest you probably might be a good idea to buy a lottery ticket and take your chances of maybe earning, you know, $1 million in the next 20 years or so, because that's that's how long it would take, if it ever at all, okay? Or you might be one of those guys that are lucky and do it the first time and hit it, but, you know, your chances of that happening are about 10 million to one. So, you know, the odds of succeeding with Scriptures for Us are not even close to that, okay? In fact, if you look at our marketing program, and this is one of the good things about it, I mean, not one of the good things, it's the great thing about it. The fact that we pay 90% commission, okay, and there's no deductions, okay, we don't take out anything for writing the check or sending the check. It's 90%, of that goes to you. And if you, as an example, if you joined the Bible Lessons Online for $19.95 and the co-op advertising program for $25, that's about not quite $45 a month. Now, that's all it's going to take to run your business that could earn you. See, this is what you have to think about. What can this do for me in the future? Not next month, not the month after, but in the future. You have to think about your future. You plan your future now, okay, and then you do whatever it takes to get there. You just do it, okay? This program is already set up for you to earn a lot of money, but if you don't work the program and you quit after a couple months, then you're never going to make it in any other business, because you're going to find out when you go to another home-based business. Of course, if you have an extra $100,000 or $1 million, then you might want to buy a franchise, because that's how much it's going to cost you. But this is only going to cost you $45 a month, which is less than $500 a year, and that's peanuts, okay, in the business world. And you have to understand that. We're not, this is a very, very small amount of money to invest in your future. I mean, who in their right mind, okay, would turn down a deal if one of your friends came up to you and said, Tom, I have this opportunity for you, and you can earn thousands of dollars per month, each and every month, and more, within a year or two. Would you be interested in, doing that? And you're going to say, well, how much does that cost? How much does it cost? No, you're thinking probably tens of thousands of dollars, Well, it's only going to cost you less than $500 for 1 year to run your business. Well, who in their right mind wouldn't go for that, okay? Well, that is exactly what we're offering you. We're offering something that's not, dreamland. It's reality. This works. People are earning money right now. People are earning money after 1 month even. Of course, it's not enough to retire. But the point is that they're earning money, and many of them never earned a dime with being in other programs for, a year or two. And I'm telling you the truth, and if you know of anybody who's been involved with network marketing, okay, they'll tell you that that's true. But, they give you false hope, and that's why you keep going, and eventually you wind up, you can't afford to continue anymore, and you lost a lot of money. But you're not going to lose a lot of money in this program, if anything at all, if you follow the program. Now, if you want to know how easy this is, and I suggest you go to your site, click on Start Here, and that gives you three easy steps that you need to do in order to be successful. Now, here's the great thing about the 90% commission. If you've been involved with any other programs, the most you're ever going to see probably is 25% commission. But in order to reach that level, it usually involves a qualification ahead of time, okay, that you have to have a certain volume in order to get there, or their whole program is based on volume. In other words, if you have $1,000 a month in volume, that would include yours as well as others within your group, then you're entitled to maybe 10%. Might even be less than that. Sometimes it's hard for me to believe that someone would even want to join a program where there's 3% commission. Okay. Then when you get up to 5,000, it might go to 10 and so forth and so on. So in order for you to make 25%, before that, you're going to have to get up to maybe like $5,000 or $10,000 in group volume. And that takes a long time to do that, okay? And most people can't afford to stick around for that long, and that's why a lot of people give up, okay? But there's no reason to give up when we're offering 90%. There's no qualifications. You're going to get 90% off everybody that joins your group, that also joins the auto program. So, as I said earlier, if you join the auto program and the $25 co-op, that's $45 a month, less than $45 a month. And just and for you to break even, okay, and break even is a good thing to do, because when you break even, that means it's not costing you anything to run your business. Okay, so whatever brought you to that point, and if you continue to do the same thing that brought you to that break-even point, it's not going to stop there, see? It's going to continue to grow. And that's something that's not hopefully it'll grow. It will grow, okay? Because there's nothing that's going to stop it from growing. I mean, there's no reason to believe that, well, all I can get is three people, and it's been like a year now, and I got three.
Virus database.
it's my computer. But I got three people, you know, nine months ago, and I still have three people in my group. Well, see, that's not going to happen. It hasn't happened yet. It never will happen. The only time that ever happens is when you quit. When you quit doing what you're doing that got you to that break-even point, then the growth stops right then and there. So if you don't want it to stop, if you want it to continue, and if you have one of the fruits of the Spirit, which is patience, then little by little your group will grow, and I stress that, little by little, not overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will your group, okay? But if you continue to do the same thing over and over again, down the line, you're going to look back, and you're going to say to yourself, thank God I didn't quit, because I'm earning more money than I ever thought I was going to earn in a home-based business. And that's a fact, and I hear it from people all the time. I can't begin to tell you how many times people call me up, tell me, yeah, I'm making a lot, you know, enough money, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, stick it out for a couple months, and, you know, maybe then you'll look back and tell me, you know, I'm glad you stuck around. And that happens all the time. It's easy to quit, but when you quit, you've already failed. Just remember that. When you quit, you're not going to fail. You've already failed. And when you fail, you have to start all over again. See, this is not a 100-yard dash, this program. It's a marathon. So if you run, a marathon is 26.2 miles. So if you run 10 miles in a marathon and you quit, guess what? You're going to have to start over again. See, so you don't want to stop. If you're experiencing, even if it's a small amount of growth, okay, and that can change overnight, believe me when I tell you, because every day we have people who heard about this program that may have joined your group, and you're wondering, geez, I joined, but why isn't this person joining? They may not join right away, but we have people every day that heard about this program 2, 3, some even 6 months ago, and then all of a sudden they just decided to join. Now, why did that happen? Well, the number one reason why it happens is because we never forget about that person. And hopefully you don't either. Because everybody that requests information about our company gets their own personal website, and whoever has their own personal website will always get the script news like you did today. So our name is always in front of that person. They may have forgotten about us, but we didn't forget about them. So our name is always going to be in front of them. So one day something could spark, okay, that, you know, I think I'm going to join that program. I don't know why I waited so long, but I think I want to join now. And I can't begin to tell you again how many people have told me that, geez, I wish I would have joined when I first heard about this. And some people do. Some people see this, you know, the potential right away, and they don't hesitate for 1 minute to join one of the auto programs and the co-op advertising program. Others, sometimes it takes a little persuasion on either your part or our part. But, you know, we shouldn't give up on people. See, and when you quit, maybe a few people or even more than that you sponsored 6 months ago all of a sudden they decide to join. Well, because you dropped out, guess what? You get nothing. See, when you drop out of the program, you lose your downline. You're not qualified anymore to receive anything off those people. So that's why it's a dangerous thing to, you know, to drop out, because you're going to wind up losing everything. And we don't give people who drop out, you know, give them a commission check for not doing anything, and then 6 months later they want to come back in because they saw that someone joined their auto program and they want a commission off that person. No, that's not the way the program works, you know. The rewards go to those who are willing to work, not ones that just want to sit back and do nothing and wait for things to happen. So if you want to wait for things to happen, then I can tell you right now, you got a long wait. Don't wait for anything to happen. We give you the opportunity to make things happen. If you talk to any successful person, they will tell you that they made things happen. They didn't wait. They did whatever was necessary to get them where they wanted to be, and they continued to do that, and they got where they wanted to be. Now, if that's what you want, if you want to be have an opportunity that can eventually make you financially free, then there's no reason why you shouldn't stick with this program, okay? Because everything that you need to succeed, we already have. Okay, don't look for any kind of shortcuts, because there aren't any. Okay, everything that you need already to become successful, okay, is already in place. All you have to do is take advantage of it. If you're looking for a shortcut because you're trying to save a couple dollars here and there, well, I can tell you right now, it's going to wind up working against you. We have everything you need to succeed, and all you have to do, again, is to take advantage of it, because everything that we offer our members, it's there because it works. Okay? Sometimes things go faster than what you want. Sometimes they go a little slower than what, I should say, they go faster than what you thought they would, or sometimes they go a little slower than you think they would. But growth, if you continue to do the same thing month after month, growth will continue. That's a promise, okay? I haven't seen it not work yet. Now, getting back to the pay later, it's a real simple program. There's nothing really complicated about it. So if you're interested in purchasing the, you know, the Bible lessons online, the Bible lessons on CD, or the $25 co-op, or the $49 co-op, or both, then just go to your website, and on what the blue tab there, there's a blue tab that says 24-hour online store. You click that on, and on the left-hand side, there's columns, and one of them says Pay Later Program. Click that on, and there's the 25, there's the 1995 Bible lesson online, $21.95 Bible lesson on CD program, and the $25 and the $49 co-op advertising program. So you can choose that. Again, when you click on that, make sure your method of payment is PayPal, because that's who's doing this for us. And if once you're approved, then you have nothing to pay for at least 6 months. So make sure you read everything before you even, you know, click on add to cart. We have the instructions there, exactly what you need to do. If you want to write them down before you do it all, but it's not complicated. If you make a mistake, don't worry about it. Just start all over again, clear your cart, or just get out of there totally and go back there again and start from fresh. Or if you have any problems or questions, we can help you with that. All you have to do is call us toll free. The numbers on everybody's website is all at the bottom. Bottom of every page, you'll see our toll-free number you can call, and we'll work with you right, you know, every step of the way, so you can get this if you want. And it's a great program, and I don't know of anybody else that offers that, but it's there and it's available for anybody who wants to take advantage of it. So that's about all I wanted to say about the Pay Later program. If anybody has a question or a comment, just press 1 on your touch tone phone now, and I'll put you on the air. Don't worry, I won't ask you for your name. You know, you can be anonymous if you want. Anybody have a comment? Anybody want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving? Just press 1 on your touch-tone phone. Or if you have a scripture you want to share, press 1 on your touch-tone phone. I always like that when somebody, you know, maybe gives a little testimony or tells the group something that may have happened to them, you know, something spiritual that, you know, God bless them. If you want to share a little testimony, you're more than welcome to do that. Well, nobody's in a talkative mood tonight, and that's fine. We don't expect people to give a comment if they don't want, as long as you listen and make sure you tell everybody about these calls, because you can have a prospect that may be on the fence. Make sure you always tell your group. If you don't know how to communicate with your group with just one click, go to your website, click on Members Back Office. That's always in the blue tab all the way on the right-hand side. And when you get into your back office, there's a tab there that says Email. And when you click that on, there's three boxes. One says Subject, Body, and then Send to Email to Group. Now, in the subject, you might want to put live radio show. In the body, you might want to put on, I'm going to tune in on the live show tonight, training show, so I think it's a good idea if you do it. And that's all, just some little short little message, you know. And then when you click send to group, that email, same email, will go to every single person in your group. And eventually, and we already have people who have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in their group, okay, that message will go to every single one of those people, whether they have joined the Bible Lessons Online or the Bible Lessons on CD or anything else, or whether they purchase products. It'll go to every single person in your group, and that's an easy way to communicate with your group. And we always recommend you do that about once a month. And always share, you know, something that you're experiencing with the company. Make sure it's always something positive, not what you recommend or what the company recommends, but what you're actually doing that's helping you build a group. Because that encourages other people to do the same thing. But, you know, you don't want to do it every day. Maybe once a month, maybe even twice a month might be a good idea, because people hear from us a couple of times a week to begin with. So you certainly don't want to overwhelm people with emails. And then periodically, as your group grows, you might want to just call some of the people you've talked to and ask them how they're doing, and just want to touch base and see how you're doing, if you need any help, or if I can help you with anything, or maybe there's something you're doing that you can share with me. And, you know, it's just, this is a teamwork. We all know what that is. We've all heard of that, teamwork. See, so trying to do this all by yourself doesn't work. Okay, so you have to get to know other people within your group, because once in a while you're going to get, well, maybe more than once in a while, you're going to get somebody that's doing something or saying something to someone they're talking to that really, you know, motivates that person to join. See, so, you know, you want to get to know somebody that's doing that. I mean, people do that with us. There's things that people shared we didn't even think about and say, yeah, it's a good idea. You know, sometimes we look at things a certain way and they look at things a different way. Or they're seeing something that we send out. They're looking at it one way. We're looking at it, a different way. So, you know, maybe it's not quite, it's clear to us, of course, because we're the one writing it out, but it may not be totally clear to them. And if you ever, you know, have any ideas you want to share with us, God, please, by all means, share them. You know, you can either do it by phone or email. That's up to you, you know. So get to know others within your own group, because working together works much better, 100 times better than trying to do this by yourself. Or even if you want to just work with the company. If you don't feel comfortable calling your members, you're more than welcome to call us and say, you know, I need some help here. Could you help me out? Or you have any ideas? See, so working with either us or your group, which is really the best way to do it, or I should say both ways, is the very thing that's going to make you successful in the future. And I think that's why we joined Scriptures for Us in the first place, was to join a Christian company that allows Christians to help each other and eventually become financially independent. Why not? And what else are you going to do with your time? You know, I mean, there aren't too many companies you can call another member up and share Christ with them. Sometimes, you know, with other companies, you're going to get people that may be atheists or non-believers, and they're going to hang the phone up on you. Okay? This is not going to happen with Scriptures for Us. And I hope that people are thankful for that, because you're going to wind up meeting a lot of people that you maybe never would have met in your entire life, and they can become your lifelong friend. And there's nothing better than that as far as I'm concerned. Well, again, I said everything that I just about wanted to say. And of course, we had this phone call on Wednesday because we're closed on, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we don't open again until Monday, so we didn't want to wait a week and a half to have another training call. But our next training call will be on, let me get the exact date, it'll be on Saturday, again at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Let me get the date here. It'll be Saturday. It'll be in December. Wow, time flies, doesn't it? It'll be on December 5th, 2015. That'll be our next conference call. But you'll get an email telling you exactly what it's going to be about and what the subject's going to be. And, you know, each week we try to, you know, change the subject just slightly, okay? But we always want to share things that, if you're a new person, these are, you know, also things that you need to know. Like, for instance, when we just talked about how you have to keep on going, okay? Some people don't realize that that's what they have to do. They're new, and they still might have in the back of their mind that, you know, this is a program where you're going to earn a lot of money in a short period of time. So every call is going to be good for someone who's already been in the program or someone that's new. And if you have any ideas on a show, you know, by all means, let us know, and we'll certainly take that into consideration. We don't put it on a shelf somewhere, but we'll always take everything that people, you know, communicate with us about. We always take that person seriously. So if you have any ideas, you know, please let us know. And also, we're looking for we're going to be doing our Thursday calls, which we kind of discontinued for a while because of these Saturday calls. But we're going to continue maybe once a month, like we had before, to do our Thursday calls. And these will be on, you know, various subjects. Sometimes this is the time when we have authors on there, or we have some of our members who maybe want to do a Bible study. But we're looking for someone who may want to give their testimony of how they got saved. If you know of anybody or can think of anybody, or if you want to do it yourself, you know, please just let us know. We'll have a special show just for you so you can give your testimony. And that's always encouraging for other members as well. So with that, I want to say thanks for listening. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Don't drink and drive. Don't text while you're driving. You know, we want to talk to you live again on the next show. And one more thing, be thankful for something that happened 2015 years ago. We all know what that is. It was a man called Jesus who died on a cross to save us from our sins. And that was the greatest act of love ever, in the past and in the future. And he does love you. And I want to tell you from my heart, and if you've spoken to me and you've been around for a while, you know that I'm telling you the truth. Okay, I love each and every one of you as well. So happy Thanksgiving to both you and your family and friends. And I'll talk to you again, hopefully, next Saturday. I'm sorry, Saturday the 5th. So thanks for listening, and God bless you.